What's going on? It is the Ralphie Show, and you know the man sitting next to me, of course. Sweeter Live came out yesterday. Mr. Gavin DeGraw joins me now. Gavin.
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you as well. Last time I saw you was last fall.
Yeah, man. It's been a huge year with the success of Sweeter, you know, with the single Not Over You. It really helped us, and put out Soldier. Just finished a video for Soldier, and thank you guys for picking the song up, you know.
No problem. You're welcome.
It's been an amazing year, you know, especially with all the other things that are happening, the live DVD concert album coming out. Kobe Kelly and I just wrote a song together and recorded also for a big Nicholas Sparks film that's coming out called Safe Haven, a song called We Both Know. We just shot the video in Nashville, and a lot of great things happening.
And what's this I'm hearing? You know, I saw on your Twitter page, it still says location, New York, but you moved to Nashville. You got a place there now as well? What's going on here?
Yeah, I'm scattered all over, man. Okay. So I still have my New York place, so this is still home. But I needed somewhere to drop my luggage when I was working in Nashville, and you know, after a while I get sick of being in hotels. You know, it's nice having your own closet.
Of course. No, absolutely. So I mean I see a lot of artists now, kind of, especially ones that were based in New York, they're either going to LA or maybe they're going down to Nashville. Why do you think that is?
There are communities that have loads and loads of artists. New York has a lot of different industries. Even though the square mileage is concentrated, the industry is more spread out as far as per capita goes here, you know. But LA has a huge amount of entertainment business. Same thing with Nashville as far as the music industry is concerned, especially. I still get my kicks here in New York.
And, do you think it's going to influence you musically at all? Or has it?
I think so. I think that you can't help but have anything that you're exposed to influence you, you know. So it makes its way in there. I'm not sitting around consciously necessarily writing country songs, country music. You know, I think that a lot of times that's the perception with Nashville. It's like, oh, it's a country town. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm guilty of that.
Yeah, so, there's a lot of other types of music that comes out of Nashville, Tennessee, you know, and I think also cost of living is less there.
Probably got a bigger spot down in Nashville than what you paid in New York, right?
Yeah, it's true.
Gavin DeGraw here on the Ralphie Show, and we're looking forward to you performing live with 95.5 PLJ, the big holiday party, Carmen as well, December 11th, Best Buy Theater. Yeah, they're awesome. I just spoke with them last week because they were in town for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and I asked them this question. I'm going to ask it to you as well, of course. It's called the PLJ Holiday Party. Have you ever been to a company holiday party before?
I have. It was for an agency. It wasn't my agency at the time.
Okay.
But it was for like a modeling, acting, music agency. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it was fun, I have to say.
Are you having a hard time recalling some of the party or no?
Yeah, a little fuzzy.
You know, the whole thing is like with these holiday parties, you know, they're set up for regrettable things to happen.
That's the truth. Yeah. Well, you know what they should do? There should be a rule. Like every time you check in to any place that has alcohol, you should have to drop your phone into a safety deposit box. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or no, you can't touch it. No one can touch it. No one can take a picture. No one can record it.
Not to mention, you can't start texting people. You can't sign on to Twitter or Facebook and say
something. It's true. I know. We're getting to the point where like, everybody is so consumed with documenting each moment that they're in that they're failing to socialize properly at this point. We need to have a sort of a forced socialization.
Actual human interaction as opposed to just simply getting on a phone or a computer.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll tell you my story, and then when you start to tell your story, I take out my phone and start texting a friend.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's what it's like
it's
now.
It's the worst.
It's unbelievable. Because it's around the holiday season, will you do any holiday songs on stage or no?
I might, actually. I might. Just a little bit earlier, I did a live recording of O Holy Night, which is one of my favorite carols. Yeah, so it depends. You know, every time you get on stage, you have to sort of feel out what the audience wants you to do. So if I get up there and I go, hey, who wants to hear A Holy Night? And they'll go, nah, like that. Right. Then I'll go, okay, just kidding. You know what
I mean? So that's how that works. Okay, got it.
Exactly. So, but if you...
Now you know, by the way.
You feel it out.
Well, looking forward to it again. December 11th, Best Buy Theater with 95.5 PLJ. Gavin DeGraw going to be performing live. Buddy, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks so much.
And we'll see you in 2 weeks.
See you, man.